Each summer, as children, my brothers and I spent most of August at the cottage Grandpa Rodham had built in 1921, about 20 miles northwest of Scranton, in the Pocono Mountains overlooking Lake Winola. The rustic cabin had no heat except for the cast-iron cook stove in the kitchen and no indoor bath or shower. To stay clean, we swam in the lake or stood below the back porch while someone poured a tub of water onto our heads. The big front porch was our favorite place to play, and where our grandfather shared hands of cards with my brothers and me. He taught us Pinochle, the greatest card game in the world, in his opinion. He read us stories and told us the legend of the lake, which he claimed was named after an Indian princess, Winola, who drowned herself when her father would not let her marry a handsome warrior from a neighboring tribe. When I was as young as 10 or 11, I played Pinochle with the men, my grandfather, father, and assorted others, including such memorable characters as Pete and Hank, notorious sore losers. Old Pete lived at the end of a dirt road and would show up to play every day, invariably cursing and stomping off if he started losing. Hank came only when my father was there. He would totter up to the front porch with his cane and climb the steep stairs yelling, "Is that black-haired bastard home? I want to play cards." He'd known my dad since he was born and had taught him to fish. He didn't like losing any better than Pete, occasionally upending the table after a particularly irksome defeat. After the war, my dad started a small drapery fabric business, Roderick Fabrics, in the Merchandise Mart in Chicago's Loop. He employed day laborers as well as enlisting my mother, my brothers, and me when we were old enough to help with the printing. We carefully poured the paint onto the edge of the silk screen and pulled the squeegee across to print the pattern on the fabric underneath. Then we lifted up the screen and moved down the table over and over again, creating beautiful patterns, some of which my father designed. My favorite was Staircase to the Stars.